It's Jenny HK here and welcome to this podcast. I'm delighted you're here. As always, to those of you that are new and regular listeners, it is an absolute pleasure to have you listening in here. Now, this is really a place where I share my journey towards becoming what I call a lifestyle entrepreneur, someone that really does have a business, a sustainable business that's around their lifestyle priorities. And I share with you all the ups and downs and lessons learnt along the way. And I guess what my hope is that it will help you on your journey. Now, if you're open to it, you really can learn lessons in the strangest places. So for the sake of this podcast, I am going to take you to a beautiful lake in Italy where we took our kids over the summer this year for our annual retreat over there. And they love nothing more than throwing themselves about in the water. So you can imagine how delighted they were when we came across some pedalos with a slide on it. Now, bear with me here. There is a lesson within this story. Now, great fun was had by all. We basically idled our way around the lake and over to an island, stopped for a beautiful Italian lazy lunch, you know, the type that goes on for hours and hours and hours. And then we kind of sleepily made our way back to the pedalo in order to get back in time. Now, unfortunately, things had changed. It didn't take us long to realise that the wind had just completely changed around and it was definitely against us on our way back. And our time was running short for us. So we did what most people would do in this situation. We paddled harder and harder and harder. And harder until the point that our legs couldn't go any faster and, well, quite frankly, the pedalo wasn't going particularly fast either. Well, we finally made it back with a second or two to spare and the relaxing that we had done at lunchtime had been completely wiped out by this damn pedaling. Now, I happened to mention it to the rather beautiful beach, Italian beach bum who's kind of smirked in an Italian kind of way and proceeded to tell me that actually, you go faster the slower you go. The longer the slower, the smoother the strokes. Well, thanks for that. You could have told me earlier, I thought. So I was thinking about this on a walk today and I realised that actually, in fact, I did know this if I'd taken the time to think about it. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Strong, extended stroke through the water. And it's exactly the same when you swim. But the problem is it's a bit counterintuitive, but it's also exactly the same when you're trying to reach any goal, especially when you're either trying to get your business going or take it up to the next level. Because what is it we try to do? We just try harder and harder and harder. We keep on going. We try and get it all worked out. We push ourselves. We put in those long, long hours. And the end result, we end up exhausted and more often than not frustrated. Now, I've experienced this a few times, and each time I just kick myself that I fall back into these old patterns, because achievement isn't necessarily about working harder. It's about being in flow. And there's a great story that I always think of. You may have heard me say this before, but it's in a book called U Squared by Price Pritchett, and it's just brilliant. It's the first page, and he talks about how a fly just bangs himself in front of a window trying to get out, like in front of a pane of glass. You know that buzzing sound that a fly makes, and it's just going harder and harder and harder and harder. But actually, all it needed to do was turn around and fly out of the open door behind it. And it's like us in our business. You know, we work harder and harder. But what we actually should do is be still at some point during the day and allow yourself just to be. Listen and be open to inspired ideas, the kind of ideas that would take you exactly where you wanted to go if only you would listen. And then, of course, there is the being brave enough to listen to those inspired ideas that come to you. That's a whole other podcast. Now, I've been through a period recently where I lost sight of that and I worked myself into the ground onto something and I got sick. I wasn't particularly enjoying what I was doing. And I began to question everything, and I'm sure you've done that as well in your journey. But it wasn't until I actually gave myself permission to take a break. I mean, seriously, I took a few weeks break and then got into that habit again of being connected, got back into to true perspective, I suppose, and I opened myself up to new possibilities and opportunities, and they started to come flowing my way again. So if you find yourself that in that situation, I urge you just to stop forcing it. You don't have to know all the answers. It's okay. You don't have to know the answers. So stop forcing the answers as to what you should do next in your business to take it to the next level, or even to kind of work out what your business is about. Let it go and be patient. Let it go and listen to what pops into your head when you allow yourself just to be. Now, there's a number of ways you can do this, and the key is to make it a habit every day. And you know full well that it takes 21 days to make a habit, so you've got to stick at it. But be aware that different things work for different people. And I've had a number of mentors over the period that have told me that I had to do it a certain way, and it just didn't work for me, and I ended up feeling like I'd failed because I hadn't kept it up. So, for example, take meditation. It's not my thing. I can't sit still. It may be your thing, but it's definitely not my thing. So whether it is meditating, journaling, writing down whatever comes out of your head for a period of time, for others it's running, it could be going for a walk for you, but whatever form it takes, it's got to be right for you. And don't go expecting answers. Just go into this every day if you can, open and conscious, allowing yourself to take those long, slow strokes and strides. Quit paddling as fast as you can underwater. Okay, well, that is my quick thought for the day, and I wanted to share it with you. It's something that's been having a bit of an impact on me. I'd love to hear from you as usual. So if you're not on my blog listening to this right now, head on over there and leave a comment. The address is thelifestyledesignstudio.com/blog, and you'll find this podcast on there. And you can also sign up there to get your weekly tip to help you design your life just the way you want it. And that will come straight to your inbox on a weekly basis. Okay, I hope you found this insightful, something for you to think about today. Take it up. See if you can give it a go for the next 3 weeks. See what happens. I think you will be amazed. Okay, until the next time, have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.